You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala.
Okay, yes.
Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
You're listening to
MZ.
Michael Zavala.
MZ.
This is MZ Now.
MZ.
You know, Joe Shaw was in studio last week, and he hit me up after the show, and he was like, I can't believe I didn't bring this up. He said, just the week before, Eric was bragging about how he never gets sick, that, you know, he hasn't been sick in 12 years, and he was the first one out to stay home because he didn't feel good. Right, Eric?
Oh, yes. Well, I had, you know, I had a scratchy throat, so I didn't want to, and supposedly that's how it starts, but then I talked to a nurse yesterday. She
but
said
you're gay. A scratchy
really
throat
true.
Can mean anything.
That's like,
yeah, but I'm not doing any hookups or nothing like that.
Right.
So
no hookups
I'm
for
with somebody. So I knew it was. I knew it wasn't that. But yeah. So I didn't want to risk it for you all.
Right.
You
know, like, especially me with being so fragile and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You just had a major health scare in the last 3 years or
right.
however long it's been now.
Right. I'm one of the top 1%. I can't run away from the coronavirus. But no, Eric is now officially in quarantine. He's calling us from his house, or he's broadcasting from his house, which we will all be doing starting next week. This is our last show from the studio for who knows how long. Weeks, months, who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, surprise, Clark. I forgot to tell you that. But yeah, this is our last official show from the studio. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if everyone just stays home, I get that not everyone's going to get sick. And not everyone's worried about getting sick. I get all that. But at the end of the day, the more times people go out and they do their thing, the virus lasts longer. And so we want to burn this out as quick as possible. And I'm all for Trump or somebody saying, hey, listen, let's shut the entire country down.
Well, you don't want to leave your house anyway.
Right. For me, this is great. And I'm a veteran of quarantine. I mean,
no
I was I was at my house for three months before I left when I had my broken leg. I love it. So I'm hoping that they tell me I got to stay home for 5 weeks.
Could Iron Leg Man get coronavirus?
I don't know. We'll find out today when we play the trailer.
Oh, all right.
Can I ask you a question, Michael?
No.
No, I know, right? I don't know why I'm asking if I have permission. But so how are you getting your groceries and stuff?
7-Eleven.
Like, I was going to say.
I just bought a whole thing of Vienna sausage from 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God.
So one thing I didn't realize is I thought you can buy pizzas from 7-Eleven.
Frozen.
Ready to go. No, I thought they were ready to go. They are frozen. It's like Papa Murphy's. You got to take it home.
Yeah, and cook it.
So I didn't know
they
that.
They cook it for you.
They can.
But they weren't. They can. When I went over there, they weren't doing it. But I also got my pizza for $1.49. No, they still have the rollers out without any sneeze guards or anything.
Oh, wow.
So I'm risking my life every time I get those.
Yeah, because I read that 7-Eleven was like, oh, we're going to give free like pizza slices, bar, what do you call it, wings and all that to kids that can't afford any meals.
Yeah.
They used to get meals from schools. And all that.
But yeah, I've been going down there. I don't consider going to the gas station leaving my house. If it's leaving my house, I've left three times this week.
Michael, you could almost pass as a kid that's not getting to eat because he's not in school.
Right.
Tell him you didn't get your free lunch.
Yeah. They gave me everything. They gave me that pizza for $1.49.
You might have to shave, though. I'm growing a quarantine beard myself.
Oh, I can't wait to see what we all look like after this.
Yeah. It looks like everyone is. What about you, Eric?
No, I have a salon person, that I'm going to hit up if I get, I need a haircut.
Why?
So.
You're at your house. No one's going to see you except for us when we live stream and stuff, but but no one else
maybe
is going to see you.
A beanie or a hat or something.
I think.
Yeah, but still.
Are you concerned at all that this is going to put your relationship with Kirby to the test? Because this is going to be the time when you guys spend the most time together and you're going to be like, I don't know about this guy.
You know, I was thinking about that. but to be honest with you, we basically already stay home the majority of the time, even before this.
And
happened.
You kind of live almost in separate parts of the house. He's in the other room playing video games and you're doing whatever you're doing.
Well, our apartment's up and down, upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'll come upstairs. I even have Xbox up here and he has one downstairs. So we either play games together or he'll stay down there and I'll work on stuff on the computer and whatever I need to
do. So you guys are always kind of separated anyway. So.
Right. Yeah.
All right. That doesn't sound too bad.
I'm gonna have to dust off the old Xbox.
Yeah. Now this is the time. Yeah. Spider's like, all my entertainment venues outside of the house are shutting down.
Everything.
I don't got anything to do.
I just got Battlefront 2.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox.
Yeah, I got an Xbox and a PlayStation, so I can play with any. I can play both sides.
Me too.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I think I'm a fan of national quarantine, and I'll tell you why. I'm not a smart guy, right?
No, you're not.
I have no qualifications whatsoever. I barely made it up here. I don't even know how I'm alive at this point. But I'm thinking, so New York, Philadelphia, California, they're all doing their statewide quarantine, right?
And I think New Jersey too.
New Jersey. So all these states are doing their independent quarantine, which is great. I understand that. Let's burn this thing out as quick as possible. But like for us in Texas, we're on suggested quarantine. Hey, if you don't have anything to do, stay home. Like no one's telling us to stay home yet. It's just a suggestion. Kind of like the speed limit sign. And that's a suggestion, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. What's going to happen whenever California starts to lift their quarantine and people start coming out of their houses? What's going to stop somebody from Texas or New Mexico or wherever from going back to California, infecting everyone else again?
Getting, reinfection. Well, that's
definitely a scenario.
Right. And I think that if we all do it together and we kind of burn it out, let's say stay inside for 5 weeks, we can all do that. We live in a world where we can play on the internet. We can chat with our friends without even seeing them, which is great. I prefer that.
Yeah,
everyone claims to be antisocial and hate people and all that stuff until it comes time to become antisocial. Now they're like, I just got to get out of my house. I saw people yesterday on Instagram having quarantine parties or having their friends come over to the house. They're on the couch or watching TV or they're drinking together. They're having the bars are closed. So they're drinking at each other's houses. Like, that's the whole point. They don't want you to do that. You're making things worse. You're making this thing last longer if you're doing that kind of thing.
I was just invited to a quarantine party just like a minute ago.
Yeah. And what did you say? Dumbass, this is what we're trying to avoid.
I said I'll be there.
With my new perm.
I went to pick up some Fun Time Party Time, and my dude had bought everyone their own little piece. So when you go over there, he's like, that one's yours. No one else is using that. Clean it when you're done. We're good to go. I'm like, all right, man. We all were 6 feet apart smoking together.
Eric and I were talking about this the other day. They're announcing who in your city or whatever has gotten the coronavirus. And they're like, oh yeah, so-and-so, you know, he's 60 years old. They don't say their names or whatever. They're 60 years old. They had no underlying health conditions, yada, yada, yada. But they don't tell you the most important thing is how did they get it? Where were they?
Well, most people aren't going to know.
Well, like if there was like a 70-year-old lady who got it, right? And she never left her house. So it's the people that came over to her house to visit her that gave it to her. So who are they? Where were they from? That's what I want to know. Like, they're only going to tell you if that person dies. So it's going to be like, you know, sadly, so-and-so, 60 years old, passed away of the coronavirus. He got it 2 weeks ago. The only time he left his house was going to Subway at the corner of this intersection in this street.
Are you describing yourself?
Meanwhile, I'm at that Subway reading the article, and I'm like, could you have told me this 2 weeks ago before I got here? Obviously, I'm not at the Subway because they're all closed.
Yeah. Are they?
I don't know.
I don't ever go.
Well, it's... Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I think in this next coming week, we're going to find a lot of confirmed cases here in, especially Dallas.
Yep.
Because before this week, there wasn't enough testing or testing available here locally in Dallas for the virus.
Yeah, and then yesterday on my way up here, they were setting up the drive-through testing spot in the American Airlines Center parking lot.
Like, that's also like specific. Yeah, that specific meet specific criteria to even get tested there.
I think I think we're a week away from complete shut, at least in Texas. Right. I don't know about nationwide. I think we should do nationwide, but whatever. Nobody listens to me.
I told you Friday. I thought it would be Monday, but I don't see that happening now.
I think once, because they're announcing new cases every day. So once the number gets to a certain point, which probably by Tuesday or Wednesday, they're going to say, what's his name? Eric Johnson. Is that the mayor of Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to say, let's shut everything down. Meanwhile, we're not going to be able to access the studio anymore and stuff. Plus, we really don't need to be here if we can do the show from the house.
Right.
I mean, we're going to sacrifice some quality and some equipment, but we'll at least be safe in our house.
I hope we don't sacrifice any equipment.
Well, I mean, having it with us at all times. Yeah.
A month into this, can we do a challenge where we all have to give ourselves a haircut?
I don't trust myself with that.
You know, that's the whole point. Excuse me.
He's already got the coronavirus.
Joe Clark.
No, I think the challenge should be if in a month from now we're all still alive.
Well,
I think that's what
I'll be alive.
I'll be alive.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I told you,
man, I don't take challenges very well. So if this virus is going to challenge me, I'm going to beat its ass.
If Spider doesn't get the virus, I'll be highly surprised.
Oh, no. Yeah. I should be the first one out of us to get it. Just purely the amount of people that come through
that's
here.
That's why I told Michael.
The amount of Ubers I'm in. All that.
I think Uber's going to shut down at some point and just be available for emergencies like going to the store or whatever.
Or Uber Eats only.
Yeah.
They took off all the delivery fees on Uber Eats. So if you're looking for some food without a delivery fee.
Yeah, I don't have a job right now.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Well, we got to take a break.
I was asking, what is he doing? I don't know what he's doing now.
He has OnlyFans now. OnlyFans.com. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Listen during the break because we are going to debut. Is that the word?
Debut.
Is that it?
Debut.
Yeah.
Debut.
Rebut.
Nailed it. There you go.
The Iron Man trailer, which comes out. Actually, it's been delayed.
Iron Leg Man.
Iron Leg Man trailer, which has now been delayed. Yeah, because of the coronavirus. But anyway, here we go.
Don't wait. Call today. MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. Call the show at 1-888-MZ-LIVE. MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, then the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, then the number 5.
It started out like any other day.
Hey, Michael, come ride the scooter with us.
Until everything changed.
Oh, my God. Somebody call 911. Help. Somebody help.
Zavala was in Deep Ellum on Labor Day. He and a friend hopped on scooters headed toward downtown when he hit a manhole cover. For Michael, his first scooter ride was his last.
Well, we were able to save the leg. But there were some interesting side effects.
Based on a true story.
What's happening, homie? Where that money at, boo? You my neighborhood.
He's up there, killer. I don't want any trouble.
Leave that man alone.
What the hell?
Did you just block that bullet with your leg?
I guess I did. Why is Samuel L. Jackson calling me?
Iron Leg Man. The Last Avenger. Coming this summer.
This is MZ Now.
Howdy, this is Maddie Carrobo from Stranger Things, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
So what'd you guys think?
Solid.
I liked it.
I'm ready for the movie to come out. Although it's been pushed back with Black Widow delay
and filming.
Yeah.
That movie would easily get 46% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Absolutely. You know, we recorded that back in January.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah. Wow. We weren't even back to do shows yet. We were doing it during our break. And we were going to have it ready to play when we came back. But we couldn't get Jaime his line.
It took me a while to track him down.
Yeah. So then Spider had to go to him and record Jaime's line. Then once we got it, we were able to put it together really quick. But it sounded really good.
Yeah, it sounded good.
I want to get a comic book artist to draw it. And we can do Iron Leg Man merch. The next superhero.
I like it.
Eric, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
He just thought you were boring.
I was boring. Yeah, I want to, if you could make shirts of my face and what I said, like, somebody call 911, help. I think that would sell out.
You did really well. I think the best actors in that.
Absolutely.
Thank you
and Jaime, honestly.
But Jaime wasn't acting.
Jaime just being himself. Yeah.
Jaime was just being a gangster.
Yeah, and I was like, we just need this one line. He was like, can I cuss? I was like, no. And then 5 swear words later.
Yeah.
And like, he gave us like 10 lines too. He went all in on that one.
By the way, this is officially oops. I was trying to be smooth. It's officially a no cough zone.
No cough zone. No cough zone. They know better. They know better. No cough zone. No cough zone. They know better. They know better.
It's going to be the number one dance on TikTok.
It's a good one. It's no 3/8, but it's a good one.
We're working on another one too. We're going to quarantine dance.
Did you see that
quarantine shuffle?
Cardi B.
Yeah, I have that one. If y'all want to hear it,
coronavirus.
It is pretty awesome.
That's
the remix that somebody did on her song.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's
what
like trendy.
Right on. Let me pull it up then.
Yeah, it's really great. He's such a cartoon style, character. Like,
I'll have to send you the one where, what do you call it? Trump is giving a speech and Cardi B in the background and she's like, coronavirus. And
he
turns around as if like,
let me know when you're ready.
She's like going to shoot at him or something.
All right, let's check this out.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
Hey, what's that?
Sorry, I was playing the song until I could load the app to play that.
Yeah, that's that, what's it, what do you call it? That cruise ship. That's that cruise ship that was docking, that had all the coronavirus.
Yeah, by the way, the infected cruise ship is here. All right. What were you saying? Something about people being released from the hospital, Eric, for this coronavirus stuff?
I've seen multiple posts from people that here locally in Dallas, they went to the hospital and they were confirmed that they have coronavirus. They have wristbands, like, you know, hospital wristbands.
Yeah, yeah.
Yellow, and they have a coronavirus. I guess they tested positive. And they gave them like this printout and then send them home. This printout and instructions on what to do. Basically, stay home. Don't come in contact with anybody. And like a list of like a few different like over-the-counter fever reducers.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So you said yellow.
That's it.
Yellow wristband.
Yeah, they give you a yellow. All right. Yellow.
You gotta
wristband.
Watch out for those people.
To make everyone aware that they have coronavirus.
Watch out for those yellow bands.
Yeah.
So
didn't the Nazis have bands?
Oh no.
So they're just letting these people go back out in the wild.
Exactly. That's
because you know they're gonna have their quarantine parties and you know. Ordering Uber Eats. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Sir.
That's the other thing.
We're going to have a yellow band party.
Yeah.
Uber Eats is also doing a no-touch delivery.
Oh, so. Yeah. No, I did. They call it no contact.
No contact.
All the deliveries that I made doing what I'm doing right now.
You just drop them off on the
porch.
They're
all non-contact.
So just a little backstory on Clark. So he just, after months of being unemployed, just got a job back. Working in the service industry right before this thing went down, and now he's back on the unemployed train.
Yep.
So, but you got a degree though; you're good. As soon as this thing's over,
I'm gonna. You know what?
Be solid.
I'm gonna frame that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm. Just,
he's angry. Today.
I am. And I'm gonna hang it up in my room so that when we do podcasts and stuff, it'll be there.
You can see it in the background.
The first symptom of coronavirus is cussing a lot. So.
Yeah.
Oh man, I had anger. It. I had that. Years
yeah,
ago.
Man. I got that stuff in third grade.
And one of the stab people, a spider's had it. He's got chronic corona.
Man, my dad got it all the time, stuck in traffic.
You know, I haven't threatened to stab as many people lately. I've threatened to stab people. So that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, maybe you're getting well now.
I am. It's all this weight loss, man.
I don't know what we're going to do about that. That's
I've already won. We can call it right now if you want.
Eric, have you lost any weight? We'll do it by the honor system.
I don't, people have said I lost weight. I don't think I have though. I haven't weighed myself either.
Do you have a scale at the house?
I do. But the one that the city was broken anyways.
It's 5 pounds off.
No, we fixed it.
Yeah, that's right. He did. He what do you call it? Synced it up or whatever.
Tear.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't get any diet food when I was preparing for all this.
Oh, we know. Yeah,
that's all there was in the stores.
I mean, we still have till April. What was it, 19th or whatever it was? Yeah. So we'll do an official weigh-in at everyone's house, and whoever wins, we'll do that. We do have a lot of stuff that we have planned coming out. I want to do an IG live show called Quarantine Corner. We'll do that with some celebrities and stuff. I think that'll be fun. We're working with Chris Sapphire on maybe doing a game show or something where we can give away movies and stuff to people. We also talked about. I don't know if this is going to happen or not. But I think this would be fun to do. You know, we talked about we're probably never going to do Twerksgiving again because the joke's kind of old, right? But what if we did Twerkentine?
Crickets.
I don't have to do that.
Where's the crickets?
Yeah.
What?
No.
No, so it's a twerking contest.
Quarantine.
Twerking contest.
Twerkentine.
Yeah.
Well, and then we'll put the little mask on the turkey.
All on social media.
Yeah, and so people, here's how it would work. If we did this, again, don't know if we're going to do it yet. All this could be over tomorrow. We would have people send in videos and we would get somebody maybe like Jackie, Fabiolo. They would pick the top 5 twerking videos. Then we put them online and their followers can go and vote for whoever they think is the best
right.
twerker, and then we announce the winner at a certain date, and they get, you know, $100 or something.
Crickets.
Nobody likes that idea?
No, that's fine.
You lost me at the very beginning.
There's no sudden death, Eric.
No.
You know I like sudden death.
Yeah. He's out.
Well, if they die from the coronavirus, then I get that sudden death. While they're twerking. And then they win. Yeah.
Sudden twerkers death syndrome.
Yeah.
STDS.
Well, we got a lot of stuff. Spider's even working on a music series. Stuff that we can do apart from the weekly show that we will continue to do. We weren't going to be here next week because we had a kind of scheduled time off to go do the Comic-Con, the fan days.
It's not happening.
That's done. So we may be here next week doing a weekly show. But in the meantime, we're also going to add stuff to it. So like the Quarantine Corner and little videos that we have planned. We're trying to get people more content because you're stuck at home. There's only so much Netflix you could watch.
How about first person on the
Shooter?
Show? To test positive for corona has to do the next show naked
from their house. What?
yeah
that's great.
I mean, you're just
I'm doing it naked already.
You just shoot like basically from the chest up.
Right,
this is why you have to be naked. To do this
right,
he wants to sit around at home butt naked so you can do the show like that.
Yeah
because he could do it here, but then we would beat your ass afterwards.
Oh well,
I mean I would. That's up to Spider. I mean, he can tear up that ass if he wants, but not me. No thank you. I'm not that desperate yet. We're only about a week into quarantine. Suggested quarantine. Eric is, he said he's been traveling. He hasn't been traveling. Yeah, that's why he's stuck at home. He's been following this coronavirus since when? January? December? Like that?
I was hearing about it. Well, because, the reason why I heard about it was because Alexa. I always ask, Alexa in the morning, give my news. But I have like four different news outlets that I listen to. I've been following it that way. But about like 5 weeks ago is whenever I started doing more research like on my own. Where were you going with this, Michael?
No, Eric said he predicted all of this to happen.
I answered your question. Oh yeah, I did.
And he's been preparing for this. So he wants to give tips on how you can stay safe from this coronavirus madness.
I wish I would have said something earlier. I have a lot of people that said that they wish that I would have said something like whenever I was following it and whenever I started preparing. But I was all like, I was telling people, and the people that I were telling, they were like, oh, you're crazy. You're just overreacting. Everything's going to be okay. And I'm all like, okay, I'm just going to keep it to myself and then just prepare myself.
You're like Noah.
But exactly. So I do have five tips. Now that we're in the whole like midst of it, I do have five tips to try to help prepare people or help them survive during this recommended shut-in or social distancing. So stop going
to
the grocery
store
every day. Yes.
Stop going to the grocery store every day. Yes.
Yeah, every day because you are exposing yourself every day because I've seen pictures from friends and on Facebook and things like that these long lines, that's obviously more than 50 people.
Right.
So that the CDC right now is saying, they're recommending 10.
You're also endangering people that work there. Like my sister works in retail, right? So she's still having to go to work. She works at it's a little chain called Target. She works there. And so people are going in all the time and just shopping because they're bored. Right. Stay home. You don't need anything from there. You don't need an extra shelf or a rug to watch Netflix for 5 weeks. You don't need any of that, right?
Right. So like instead I was saying like order online. So a lot of retail stores, you can order online and then go pick it up.
Now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have you ordered anything from Amazon since they've kind of shut down?
I did.
You have? Well, and how does it work?
I ordered something. No, not since they shut down, but I ordered something maybe like a week before they started like shutting everything down. So not since they shut down. Who shut down?
Yeah.
Well, no, they said that they're only going to be stocking and shipping needed items, essential items. So
I heard they're going that route, but they needed to hire like 1,000 or so people to handle that.
But does that mean they're not sending, like if I order a Funko Pop, does that mean I'm not going to get it till after this is over? Or does that mean that if it's out of stock, it's probably not going to be restocked until this stuff is.
No, I think they're gonna stop like all like non-essential like materials. But I haven't seen anything that they stopped already.
Yeah, so no one's ordered anything from Amazon recently.
Clark, no, have you done I haven't.
I did about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so that was before all that happened.
Yeah, same here. I just got like my last delivery on Tuesday, I think.
I haven't tried ordering anything other than, well, I haven't ordered anything, so.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, Michael, because it wasn't on my list, but I think I need to talk about it. But the coronavirus can stay up to 24 hours on cardboard. So if somebody were to touch or cough on your package and then you go pick it up, the virus is alive 24 hours from exposure.
Well,
so just be careful with that.
I was also in the industry that I came from. If someone coughed on my package, I was always sure to take a shower.
Oh,
so I'm very aware of that.
So your package was exposed?
Yeah, when it was exposed and someone coughed on it, I always had to take a shower.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you just leave your package outside, like on the porch for a day,
which I
should
did.
Be okay.
Yeah.
I normally just left it where it was at too. Like, cause I know right here, like at Whole Foods, they have like a holding center in there and they put it in the little locker once you come pick it up.
Like the Amazon. But I also
have like gloves that I'll pick it up and then I'll put it in my car and leave it in my car for like a little bit. So I don't know about leaving it on the porch.
Or you can just wipe it down if you have some of those little, wipes or whatever.
You can leave it on your porch. Mm-hmm. Just put a yellow band around it.
Yeah, there you go. Nobody will touch it at that point. Or hazmat and all stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coronavirus!
Yeah, this package was contaminated, exposed to coronavirus.
Right.
Or spray it down with bleach. Because I know like Kroger's, they're doing like you can order online. Yeah, it'll take a little bit, but I would rather just be safe and then just, you know, have somebody bring it to my car. So that way I don't have to be exposed to anybody in lines or in there. And they can put it in my car and then I can just go. So.
Yeah, some of the, I think it was a Target that had like a 5-hour line for pickup. But they do a thing where they'll like email you the time it's going to be ready. So you can kind of.
Right.
Roll up,
and you know, like, that you just like park in a spot, and then you just check in that you're there in that spot,
yeah,
and then come bring it out to your car.
Right on.
So yeah, that's what I would recommend. And then stop ordering from well known fast food places. Instead, cook at home or purchase gift cards from small business restaurants.
That's a good idea.
Because you really don't want to buy food right now, just because you don't know who has the virus, and a lot of people that. Are living paycheck to paycheck right now.
Are still going to work if they can.
To work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether they're sick or not.
Yeah. And I heard some employers are like, oh, you know, you can't, even if you're sick, you have to come in.
Right.
And I'm all like, really? Like you could, as of right now, you can really get in trouble for that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I think eventually it probably is going to be, you can get arrested, you know, something like that happens. That's what other countries are doing. So as a moral human being, you should just stay home. You can't get kicked out of your house right now. So, you know, you'll be fine.
Right. My other tip is tip number 3. So don't go over to friends' houses during the recommended social distancing.
Thank you.
Instead do a FaceTime, like, you know, group chat or maybe like a Facebook Messenger video chat.
Yeah.
My friends and I are planning a brunch, Facebook Messenger kind of thing. We all have alcohol, like wine, liquor, whatever. And we all miss each other, so we're thinking about arranging something like that.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. And Netflix now has a thing where you can watch called Netflix Party or whatever. Right. I don't even think it's Netflix, it's somebody else.
No, it's Netflix.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. It is Netflix. Yeah, but it's kind of dumb because it's like back like through like AOL time.
I know, I love that.
You can just chat. I'm right. Like, why can't we see each other?
Because you're watching the movie. Suppose. Why do you want to look at people when you're watching a movie? And then you don't have somebody
the whole point of even doing it with them.
Somebody's all loud and obnoxious, talking the whole time. You don't have to deal with all that. They're just typing. You just ignore them if you don't want to. Listen to all that.
Then what's the whole point?
Because you can be anybody you want. This is when I thrive. I can catfish with the best of them now.
Like you can type in there, oh my gosh, I can't believe she did that.
Yeah.
And then what? You're going to scream like if you actually scream.
Girl, don't go in there. Yeah. With the little emoji faces and stuff. Yeah, it'd be great. And it's without all the annoying people in the theater doing that. And you don't have to hear the clapping or the people telling jokes and stuff.
Telling jokes? No, but where are you going to see?
Oh,
theaters? Yeah, I know where you're going.
The one up the street?
Right.
Oh, you're going behind his house.
Yeah.
No, but I will say that, now that you brought that up, I will say that there are some movies that were in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
That are now on Amazon Prime. That yes. You rent for like $20. I do like that.
I love that.
I wish they would do that more often.
Who was it? Did you post the deal about Bad Boys last night?
Yeah. So this wasn't because of me, but I hit up Will Smith on IG. You know, I just commented on. I said, Will Smith, can you please get Bad Boys 3 out sooner? You know, because we're all at home, whatever. And then literally an hour later, there was an article saying that they were releasing it. Yeah. I had nothing to do with it. I mean, if you want to give me credit for it, fine, but I'll take it. But I had nothing to do with
it. I think that's the smartest thing that any of the movie,
And I would say to support that. Like, if you like the idea, I just watched Invisible Man last night. I thought it was great.
Yeah, that's the one that's on there. Yeah.
Yeah. I've spent the $20. It's a little bit more than what you would spend at a movie theater. But if you think about it, you're not getting the popcorn.
That much.
No. And it's something that I want to support that decision. Yeah. I'm going to pay for that movie. Yeah. Even though I didn't really pay attention the whole time, I still gave my money to support it because I like that. And I'm buying all the movies that are coming out earlier that I really enjoy, like the Sonic movies coming out earlier, the Bad Boys movies coming out. So I'm going to buy Harley Quinn. So I'm going to buy all of that because I support that decision. And I think we should do that even after this stuff is over.
Yeah. Now that's something Mark Cuban talked about years ago about how he wanted whenever a movie came out to be on all platforms. So you just had an option to do it however you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. My tip number four is disinfecting high touched areas in your house and on your car
and on yourself.
So, wash your hands.
Be careful with the disinfectant down there, Mike.
Oh,
I haven't been highly touched in a while.
Oh, well.
It's going to get worse, Clark. It's going to get even worse, Clark. You better tack on 3 to 6 months on that.
And then my number five tip is that you should have prepared 5 or 4 weeks in advance, like me. If you didn't, it's already too late.
What?
I said you should have prepared 4 to 5 weeks in advance, like me.
Oh, yeah.
And if you did not prepare in advance, then it's already too late.
So heck, glad we're doing this segment right now.
Yeah. Heck, I've been preparing for this all my life. I love all of this.
Yeah.
I'm excited. No,
I'm talking about food.
Oh, yeah.
Food-wise.
Well, I don't need to. I have a bunch of nuts.
Toiletries and things like that.
I don't have any toiletries.
But you don't?
I think
toilet paper, toothpaste.
I have a couple of rolls. I got a shower.
Yeah.
So I'll be fine. I'm not going to do
you
that.
You just rinse your body with just water?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to use old t-shirts. I think that's what I'm going to do. If worse comes to worse.
One of the diapers from broken leg times.
I almost.
They call it a waffle stomp.
Oh, yeah. God.
I almost got some toilet paper from Amazon, but it sold out. I was doing the Amazon Prime Pantry, I think is what it was called. And they gave you free shipping after $35. So I added all the stuff to my cart, clicked buy. Oh, you're $3 away from free shipping. Oh, I can find something for $3. I go back in, find something, put it back in, buy now. Toilet paper is no longer available.
No.
I go out, I delete that, go back out, try to find another set of toilet paper, found it. It was even more toilet paper than the one I had originally picked. Put that in there, hit buy. You're $1.50 away from free shipping.
Really wanted that free shipping.
Yeah, I didn't want to spend the $4 for it. So now I have no toilet paper.
Yeah, you should have paid the $4.
Eric, have you seen the newest episode of Picard yet?
I did. I watched it this morning.
Did you like it?
I did like it. I don't know. This whole storyline, I don't know why I can't get into it.
Yeah, it's not that great. It feels like it's very thrown together, very hodgepodgey.
Yeah, I did like I don't want to give it away. I'll just say it because I don't know if anybody. Spoiler alert.
No one's alive.
But no.
Just us.
Huh?
So no one else is alive. It's just us.
Oh, okay.
We're doing this for ourselves.
Yeah. Well, no. I like how they had that planet with all of the
androids.
The androids, and how the creator was that the creator of Data?
He's the son of the creator of Data. So he's
okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, yeah. I don't know why. But he looked old. The actor. I was like,
Brent?
That's not how he looked whenever he was playing Data at the beginning of
they did anti-aging stuff.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he does. He looks great. He looks... I think he could play Data exactly how he is right now and be fine. And just say Data had a aging program or something. But I think Eric... We were just talking about this. Eric and I are talking about doing an IG Live or a YouTube Live. I don't know. A Facebook Live. I don't know. On Thursday night when the finale comes out. And we might invite other Star Trek fans to join in and we can give our thoughts of what's going on. And I think that'd be fun.
I could probably
I just wish they did more with the Enterprise characters instead of like him passing through hey, how are y'all doing? I'm doing good. I'm in some mess right now. Oh, let's help.
And then they go off and do their thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all like, wait, like, so yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of it's just to keep people watching because they knew their story wasn't that great. So like, oh, let's on episode 5, let's put in 7 of 9 or whatever they had. I don't know. But anyway, I hope season 2 is better. But we'll see. Maybe it'll end on a strong note.
Has it already been renewed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Whoopi Goldberg says she's going to come back as Guinan.
Right on.
I want to see her. Her storylines are pretty good, even in Enterprise.
Yeah, I liked her story because she's awesome. Mysterious and you don't know where she comes from. So
right.
For years, we were trying to find somebody to make a Guinan outfit for Chris Sapphire so that when we go to Comic Cons, he can wear it complete with a huge hat.
Yeah.
But we haven't found anybody. But now that everyone has a lot of time in their hands, somebody can make one for us. And when we come back to life again, we can dress
Them up. I have a friend that's a fashion designer. So I don't know. Maybe you
can they make it
get with him. He makes a lot of couture like dresses and stuff.
We just need somebody. I think the dress part is fine. It's the hat. We got to have somebody make that giant sombrero.
He makes head
purple
pieces,
hat.
He makes headpieces as well.
Okay, I might do that.
We'll have a good head.
I don't know if we do for free, but I mean we can talk to him.
Does he know Chris is a celebrity now?
He's working. I'm sorry.
Does he know that Chris is a celebrity now, and he'll give him free plugs if
he's in our group chat right now. So I don't think he cares.
Okay.
But
all right. Well, again, this is our final show from the studio. The next time you hear us, if you hear us again, we all could die tomorrow. But we will be coming to you live from our houses, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Spread out all over North Texas.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anything else to add before we leave?
I think. There's a documentary on Netflix I want to check out. Maybe we could do a watch party for.
Pandemic?
No, it's the Tiger Man.
Tiger Man.
Is that a documentary or is that like an actual TV series?
It's a documentary.
So we can watch it like an hour and a half or something?
I think so. But it might be a series. But like anyways, it's pretty wild by the trailer standards.
Let's watch that. That'll be fun.
It looks like it was a book.
I probably can't do it. I have too much things to do.
Oh my God.
He says that week 2.
Tip 6. That's what
tip 6. Do not go into a Netflix chat with Clark.
Yeah.
Because it'll be even more boring than actually just not doing anything at home.
Damn.
All right.
Coming out hot.
I know. Poor guy. He can't catch a break.
Kicking me while I'm down. I don't have a job.
I got no job, no girlfriend, and now he's talking about
I'm
boring.
But he's got a degree.
Dude, I do.
I do too.
And he's prepared for this apocalypse.
Yes.
All right.
And I have a boyfriend. So.
Oh wow, a live-in boyfriend.
Just rubbing it in.
Yeah.
And the rest of us are rubbing it out.
And on that note, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.